local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're right back at it here on Tuesday, December 26, 2023. Just starting hour three here of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price joined by Steve Taylor here in the studio. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I think it works better with the microphone on.
I was going to say, good. I looked for a split second. I'm like, I did turn him on, right?
Yeah, it works better with the mic on. Doing great. Basically, we're on the after Christmas, before New Year's, sort of coasting week together.
Yeah, this week should hopefully fly by pretty quick. 6:12 here, we're going to dive right in with our top three stories, starting with Israel. Israel's military is intensifying attacks in the Gaza Strip. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday after visiting IDF troops in the northern part of the densely populated Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu also attended a special session of parliament yesterday where he was interrupted by shouts from relatives of hostages still being held by Hamas. His visit came a day after dozens of people were said to have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza.
Well, a top advisor to Israel's prime minister is meeting with senior Biden administration officials in Washington. Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer is meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and members of Congress. The visit comes as the U.S. continues to press Israel to scale back the military operations in Gaza due to the rising civilian death toll.
And moving over to Ukraine, Ukraine claims it carried out an airstrike in Crimea that destroyed a Russian Navy tank landing ship. If that's confirmed, that would be the third major Russian loss in less than a week. The Ukrainian Air Force commander wrote on Telegram thanking personnel involved in the, quote, destruction of the ship. Videos on social media show large explosions in the port. Russian state media TASS, or TASS, reports that the country's defense ministry said that the ship was damaged, not destructed, not destroyed, in a Ukrainian attack. So,
well, looking at that video of the large explosion that basically looked like it pretty well destroyed the ship.
Quite the damage.
I would say it's very damaged.
Very much so.
Well, now that we're past Christmas, some folks may be ready to take down the tree here in the local area. Santa Rosa County opened several locations for residents to drop off the trees if they want to. Tree cycle, as they're calling it. It's like recycle, only it's tree cycle.
Ah, very nice.
You see, those locations that you can drop off the tree include the J Transfer Station, Central Landfill, Pace Fire Rescue on Pace Boulevard, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp Parking Lot on Gulf Boulevard, and the Tiger Point Recreation Area. And if you do plan to drop off your tree, should make sure that there's no tinsel, there are no lights or ornaments on it, because those kind of mess things up where it comes to recycling the tree.
Yeah.
You see, you can drop your tree off at those locations through January 14th. And officials have a little tip for you. Never burn your Christmas tree in a wood stove or fireplace, because pines, firs, and evergreens have a high content of flammable oils and could cause a chimney fire to mess up your day.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No.
6:15 here, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Before we continue with our state headlines, we do have our first traffic and weather update of this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations do apply. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, as Steve kind of hinted at earlier, this is a pretty just kind of dull, kind of mellow period between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And the roads are definitely attesting to that. We're looking around here. There has not been much to report on all evening, and that appears to still be the case. So maybe if you've got some congestion downtown or if you're at a busy intersection, it hopefully won't hold you up too long.
Well, in the weather forecast, looks like tonight is going to be a continuation of the cloudy weather we've been going through, actually since late yesterday afternoon. Tonight, cloudy down to about 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 61. Sun's coming out on Thursday, though, with a high of 56 and a low of 40 degrees on Thursday night. Right now, 53 at Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 53 in Milton.
Very nice. And holiday travelers, speaking of these roads in this holiday season, they're headed home, making their way to airports across the country. country. As of last check this afternoon, the flight tracking website FlightAware is reporting around 5,200 delays and nearly 160 cancellations. At Pensacola International Airport, most departing flights are leaving on time, with two incoming and two outgoing flights showing delays at the moment. Be sure to check with your airline before you go.
A lot of the problems they're having with the flights are due to the weather up north, which we'll get into later, because they got terrible snow conditions.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of not that kind of weather forecast, about what's happening in the area right now, it looks like Scooter's Fish House in Santa Rosa County has reportedly applied for a license to sell alcohol. You see, South Santa Rosa News reports the restaurant's under new ownership right now and has applied for a retail alcoholic beverage license. The previous owner had decided not to sell alcohol at that location when he owned the place.
And District 1 medical examiner Diana Oleski's libel lawsuit against two local funeral home directors has been transferred to Escambia County. The case was originally filed in Gadsden County last June. Oleski is suing Gerald Mitchell of Pensacola Memorial Gardens and Richard Trahan of Trahan Family Funeral Home. She accuses both of libel and defamation of character, tortious interference, and civil conspiracy. The lawsuit alleges that letters written by local funeral directors, which were ultimately published by County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh on his online blog, were politically motivated in an attempt to get a new medical examiner's office built in Escambia instead of Santa Rosa County. Oleski's attorney has proposed a settlement in both lawsuits, and the next hearing is scheduled for April 2nd.
A Pensacola man has spent Christmas fighting for his life at a local hospital after being hit by a wrong-way driver just before 5 a.m. on I-110 early Sunday morning. The Florida Highway Patrol says a man driving a Ford sedan was headed north in the southbound lanes when he hit the SUV, which was driven by 38-year-old Sam Kohler, setting off a chain reaction with another vehicle also smashing into Kohler's vehicle. The driver of the wrong-way car died at the scene of the crash. Sam Kohler's wife, Melissa, told Channel 3,
"When Sam came out of surgery, he looked at me and he said, 'How is the other person?' I didn't want to tell him right away, but I said, 'Honey, he didn't make it,' and he busted out into tears."
On Christmas, she says she was able to continue their tradition of kissing under the mistletoe by holding up a photo of the mistletoe over his hospital bed. The driver of that third vehicle involved in the crash was not hurt.
And the Brownsville Church held their annual Christmas dinner to feed the homeless yesterday. Nearly 100 people were there to receive a hot meal and stocking filled with essential hygiene supplies. Church outreach pastor Dennis McReynolds says that during the holidays, they are reminded that many folks in our area really need a hot meal and someplace to go. The church started the Christmas dinner 4 years ago, and it was originally planned for church members, but they say they soon realized the community need was greater. Just short of 6:20 here, we will take our first break of the hour. When we return, state headlines and perhaps some national if we got time for it before the 6:30 Fox News break. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Twenty-three here at Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We will get into some state headlines right before our traffic and weather update coming up shortly, starting with a series of new laws taking effect in Florida in less than a week. The legislation was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this year. Some of the measures include requiring more local officials to disclose their financial dealings, expanding the move-over law for disabled vehicles, and tightening pretrial release options for certain felony offenders. It will also allow sheriff's offices in seven counties, including four in Tampa Bay, to handle child welfare cases. The new laws will start being enforced on New Year's Day.
Well, there's a reward in connection to a deadly Central Florida mall shooting, and it's going up as police continue to search for the suspect who's responsible. Ocala authorities released surveillance photos of 39-year-old Albert Shell Jr. They believe he is the man who opened fire inside the Paddock Mall over the weekend, killing a man and injuring a woman. Shell has previously been convicted of theft, assault, and battery. The reward's been upgraded to $10,000 for anybody with information that leads to his arrest.
And a man is dead following a Jacksonville shooting on Christmas night. The sheriff's office says that the incident started earlier in the day as an argument in the College Park area on the city's north side. Police believe one of the people involved returned to the area and possibly opened fire. The victim died at the scene, and several people have been taken into custody.
A man is suing St. Johns County Police in connection to excessive force allegations. Paul Violas Jr. claims he was wrongfully charged with a DUI and deprived of his constitutional rights during an arrest by St. Augustine Beach officers back in 2022. The lawsuit says Violas was forcibly removed from his car and hit in the throat by an officer after he was pulled over. He says officers denied him medical help and access to a restroom. The sheriff's office and city police department have been named in that lawsuit.
And it is 6:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Just about to get into national headlines here, but first we will get another check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on so far tonight. It's been pretty smooth sailing all throughout the day, and that appears to still be the case. So if you're experiencing some splotchy congestion, maybe a bit closer to the downtown area in Pensacola, or maybe just at a busy intersection, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, it looks mostly cloudy, basically, for the next couple of days. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 49. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 61. But the good news is the sun's coming back on Thursday. High of 56 and a low of 40 on Thursday night. It's getting a little cooler outside right now. 53 yeah. in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and 52 in Milton.
Excellent. Getting into national headlines here, top Biden administration officials will travel to Mexico as migrants are crossing the southern border in record numbers. The Secretary of State, DHS Secretary, and White House Homeland Security Advisor will hold a meeting with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to discuss urgent actions that the two countries can take to address border challenges. The Biden administration is facing sharp criticism on both sides of the aisle as there's been a record number of illegal crossings.
Well, California Governor Gavin Newsom's pushing back on members of his own party who are calling to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. You see, Newsom says in a statement that, and I quote here, "In California, we defeat candidates at the polls. Everything else is a political distraction," unquote. You see, late last week, Lieutenant Governor Eleni Koulalanakis prompted Secretary of State Shirley Weber to investigate all legal options in light of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, which banned Trump from the ballot there based on the violation of the 14th Amendment.
And speaking of that Colorado Supreme Court, members of it are under heavy security currently following last week's ruling to disqualify Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. The Denver Police Department said that it's investigating threats against the justices and is providing extra patrols around their homes. The FBI is also investigating the threats and working with local law enforcement. This comes after the court ruled Trump engaged in an insurrection through his actions leading up to the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot and is ineligible to appear on the state's presidential primary ballot as a result. And the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to review the ruling.
Well, if you remember your Christmas carols, the weather outside is frightful for parts of the plains and upper Midwest. It's a blizzard going on up there. You see a powerful winter storms bringing heavy snow, strong winds, freezing rain to the nation's midsection, all during the holiday week, which is making travel for people trying to get home really messy. See, areas of South Dakota, Kansas, and Nebraska, and also Colorado and Wyoming are under blizzard warnings. 2 days snowfalls from Christmas through the end of today may top over a foot in some areas. But the good news is the storm will slow down later tonight and lose most of its power early tomorrow morning.
God, you know, I mean, it's like the distribution of snow, it just stinks. I would love just a little bit of snow instead of the muggy, rainy Christmas day we had. And now you've got the Midwest going through all this chaos with a blizzard.
Well, I spent 25 years up north, and I'm glad I'm not in an area where it snows.
Well, and that's the thing, like, and that's why I say a little bit of snow. I've talked to people before, and I'm like, man, I wish it would snow here. And they're like, no, you don't want that. I don't want to be snowed in. I don't want to be trapped in my home. I don't want to crash my car on an icy road. I don't want that.
Well, historically here, there have been instances where Pensacola actually did get snow.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times in my life.
Like 10 years, they might get a flurry. But I think years ago, there was like 2.5 inches, which is the record for Pensacola.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. But so, yeah.
That's a bummer. authorities believe that remains found in a Missouri pond Sunday are those of a veteran who's been missing for 10 years. The remains in an artificial hip were discovered by cadaver dogs who returned to the area where Donnie Irwin's Hyundai Elantra was recovered 2 weeks ago in Camdenton. A freelance drone pilot photographer had alerted authorities that he'd seen the submerged car. Donnie Irwin's wife says that he left their home on December 29th of 2013 to buy cigarettes and never returned.
Wow. Well, today starts the start of Kwanzaa. It's the week-long celebration of African-American culture. That was created back in 1966 by activist Dr. Milana Karenga. I hope I pronounced that name close to what it really is. You see, Kwanzaa is a non-religious holiday based on the harvest festival traditions from Africa. Kwanzaa gets its name from the Swahili phrase, which means first fruits. It's celebrated through January 1st and culminates in a communal feast.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it is 6:30 here. Fox News Update coming up next, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, it's sports headlines, followed by some health, business, and science, pop culture stuff. And we've got stuff about NBA, college football, college athletics as a whole. A lot of stuff to dig into, so stay tuned. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Ann Carrick. Working to secure the border, Texas Republican Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne on Fox Business Network's Kudlow.
This is a photo op for this administration. They have no intention on putting through the types of policies that we would need, which is just simply to have the laws that we already have on the books enforced. We are having to, through the House, through H.R. 2 and other measures, try to force this administration to just have policies that would secure our border. They're not doing it.
Israel is launching multiple hostage operations on the ground and underground in Gaza.
We will continue to create more intelligence and to create opportunities to extract our hostages out. And hopefully on the diplomatic level, other solutions may be found.
IDF spokesman Colonel Jonathan Conricus on Fox's The Story. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you've shopped for a new car over the last 3 years, you know that they've gotten quite expensive. Well, better days may be ahead. Cox Automotive Chief Economist Jonathan Smoke says 2024 will be the best year for consumers to buy a new car since before the pandemic. As new vehicle supply increases, transaction prices come down, interest rates retreat, and automakers likely offer more deals. The holiday season may be winding down, but the returns season is just getting started. For all of 2022, the National Retail Federation pegged retail's return rate at 16.5% of merchandise, but at the holidays, closer to 18%, more than $170 billion worth of goods. And some experts believe it will be even higher this year. Analysts say the rise of online shopping and easy return policies have both pushed up return rates. Stocks began the final week of the year with a positive session. The S&P 500 added 20 points. The Dow Industrials gained 159. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. I hope Cowboy fans enjoyed that short stretch where they felt they had a dangerous team and Dak Prescott was the MVP. Dallas no-showed against the Bills last week, and then on Sunday, its offense decided to show up against Miami, but then their defense allowed a game-winning drive. Dallas continues to show that they can't be trusted in a big spot, so get ready for another quick exit from America's team in the playoffs. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers Stay Hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money. Line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hello, this is Danny Zimmern, president of the Pensacola Mardi Gras Foundation. All of Northwest Florida is getting ready for the 2024 Mardi Gras season, which starts with our annual kickoff event on Saturday, January the 6th. That's the 12th night in the traditional Mardi Gras season start. The streets of downtown Pensacola will be lined with floats, crews, and thousands of revelers as we bless the fleet of floats with a royal processional, which will be led by a second-line procession. We will cut the community king cake, and if you want more information, head to PensacolaMardiGras.com for dates and event details. And remember, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
I love that song too. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather before we get into sports headlines here. Looking at the roads, hasn't been much to report on so far tonight. That appears to still be the case. We do have some congestion at the intersection of Pensacola Boulevard and Broad Street, so I guess look out for that. And we do have some developing on I-110 northbound, about where you take, you get on to exit 13, I believe that is, or exit 6. I get them mixed up. But it's the one that takes you onto North Davis Highway. That one, it's looking kind of backed up at the moment, but it's just a mild spurt of congestion there. So it's nothing too insane. So if you are experiencing backups there or anywhere else, you hopefully should not be held up too long. Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, the weather looks mostly dark right now. But tonight, mostly cloudy, a low about 49. Tomorrow should be cloudy again, a high of 61. But sun's coming out on Thursday, high of 56 on Thursday, low of 40 Thursday night. And right now, it's getting a little cool, 53 in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and 52 in Milton.
Excellent. All right. So diving into sports headlines here, because we've got several things to cover. We'll start with the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the NBA's Christmas Day slate met expectations as the biggest headlines from today involved the New York Knicks snapping the Milwaukee Bucks 7-game win streak, the defending champ Nuggets surviving the Golden State Warriors on the back of Nikola Jokic's controversial 18-for-18 performance at the free throw line, and the Boston Celtics pulling away from their rival Los Angeles Lakers to add to their narrow edge in the Eastern Conference standings.
Well, tonight's NBA action is headlined by the Detroit Pistons, who are looking to avoid making some dubious history. You see, the Pistons are going to try and snap their 26-game losing streak when they host the Brooklyn Nets, which probably is happening right about now.
Yes, and I've got a score here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it, but the 27th straight loss, if they lose again, would break the NBA record for the longest season, a single-season losing streak. The game started about 40 minutes ago, so what's happening?
Well, right now, it's in the final seconds of the first quarter. The Pistons are up 29-23. Yeah, I've been monitoring that score there. They've held a pretty decent edge on the Nets for a while now. They do not want to lose again.
No.
they're getting sick of it, man. Looking at the NFL here, we'll get some good news for Detroit. They got to have something to cheer for. Detroit Lions clinched the NFC North title with their 30-24 Christmas Eve win over the Minnesota Vikings. It marks Detroit's first divisional title since 1993.
Wow.
Yeah, and they joined the San Francisco 49ers as the only team to lock up its division so far this season. No matter what Cowboys fan may tell you, that makes them America's team to me and many others until further notice.
Well, if you can't catch all the games this coming week, the bowl games and NFL plays and all of that, because you have to be out and about and you can't be near your TV, well, our sister station ESPN Pensacola has your play-by-play sports. You see, on Thursday night in NFL action, it's the Jets versus the Browns, 6:30 p.m. That should be a good game. Friday, the Cotton Bowl with Missouri Tangles with Ohio State. That starts at 6:30. Saturday, the Detroit Lions, who we were just talking about, battle the Cowboys at 6:45 p.m. On Sunday, it's the Green Bay Packers versus the Minnesota Vikings at 7 p.m. Monday, New Year's Day, is going to be a good one. Beginning at noon, it's the Fiesta Bowl where Liberty takes on Oregon, followed by Alabama versus Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Then in the Sugar Bowl, it's Texas rumbling with Washington. And that's happening on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola.
Yeah, a lot of big games there. And while it's not as big, we do have a good game going on right now in college football.
Yeah.
I had previously criticized it because it had a pretty ugly start. It's the First Responder Bowl, kicked off at 4:30 on ESPN, between Texas State and Rice. Texas State was up 21-7.
Yeah.
Rice scored back-to-back touchdowns to tie it at 21. Texas State just kicked a last-second field goal to send them into halftime with a narrow 24-21 advantage. And that game will be followed on ESPN by the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Kansas and UNLV, kicking off at 8 o'clock. As for the bowl game that happened earlier today, the Quick Lane Bowl between Bowling Green and Minnesota saw the 5-7 Golden Gophers win 30-24 in spite of only putting up 26 passing yards.
Wow, 26 passing yards?
That's it. They went crazy on the rushing game, but their passing game was not there.
Must have a good ground game, though. Well, it looks like Oregon State and Washington State are joining the West Coast Conference now as affiliate members in several Olympic sports for 2 years starting next season. See, the two schools will be part of the WCC for men and women's basketball, women's soccer, volleyball, men's and women's golf, women's cross country, and women's rowing. Oregon State's also participating in WCC men's soccer and softball, while Washington State's competing in WCC women's tennis and men's cross country. See, the news comes just a few weeks after the schools reached a scheduling agreement with the Mountain West Conference for their 2024 football seasons.
And Florida State's football team will be down to its third-string quarterback once again, this time in its upcoming bowl game. Redshirt junior Tate Rodemaker, who a lot of people believed in. They're like, hey, come on, Tate, take us home.
Yeah.
He's decided to enter the transfer portal, meaning he's opting out of the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was expected to start in the Orange Bowl against Georgia on Saturday because of starter Jordan Travis obviously being hurt with that severe leg injury.
Wow.
But all this leaves is freshman quarterback Brock Glenn as the starter and the only QB on scholarship available for the game. He has some experience as he started for an injured Rodemaker when FSU beat Louisville in the ACC championship game. Head coach Mike Norvell says that Glenn will be fired up and excited for the opportunity.
Well, there's no pressure there.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
Not at all.
6:43, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Steve, take us into health, business, and science notes, would you?
Well, looks like former President Trump vows to replace Obamacare with his own version, which is a proposal he's often made in the past. In a Truth Social post on Christmas Day, Trump said Obamacare was too expensive, adding he'll come up with a much better, less expensive alternative.
Interesting. And a new study is recommending the issues you should tackle to prevent young onset dementia. The condition can now begin as early as age 30, and a 2021 study estimated nearly 4 million people globally between the ages of 30 and 64 have the condition. Key risk factors include being socially isolated, having low vitamin D levels, and living with hearing loss. The analysis, published in the journal JAMA Neurology, and hold on, let me see, what's that called again?
Journal of the American Medical Association.
Yeah,
Neurology.
I was about to say, I think we've got it mentioned in the next headline.
Yes, we do. Yeah, that's why I knew.
That's the thing. I was scanning. I'm like, crap, where is it? Anyways, in the in that journal there, also found a lot of similarities between late onset and early onset dementia with other risks, including alcohol abuse, heart disease, diabetes, and depression.
Well, speaking of studies, another one is suggesting a direct link between COVID infections and heart attacks. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says this is different from the arrhythmias that have been widely reported. Research is now showing the virus is able to infect the blood supply to the heart. It was conducted at the NYU School of Medicine and found the risk goes up among those with pre-existing conditions, including those who have had a previous heart attack. Dr. Hotez says the virus infiltrates the coronary arteries, causing inflammation.
And many Americans aren't so concerned with going to the gym in the new year, which surprises me. According to a survey conducted by Stop and Shop, 39% of respondents say that they want to reduce stress in 2024, while 27% say that they want to head back to the gym. The number one resolution is eating healthy, with 58% of people saying they plan to change what's on their plates. Even though 51% of respondents say that they plan to ring in the new year with champagne, 46% say that they plan on taking part in Dry January and giving up alcohol for at least a month.
Oh, boy. What kind of resolutions do you make?
Oh, geez. I mean, I don't know. I don't really make them because I know I can't follow them. The whole stress thing, I can get behind that, yeah. Reducing stress.
Well, see, mine, I do the same one every year.
What's that? You mentioned something about
basically not to make any resolutions. That's my resolution.
Very
not to make
wise.
Any resolutions because, yes. Again, I can't keep them.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's the thing. At least you're aware of it. Oh, 6:45 here. We're just in time for another traffic and weather update. Looking here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, as far as the roads are concerned, not seeing much to really write home about. We were dealing with some issues on Pensacola Boulevard and on I-110 North if you were trying to take the exit and get onto North Davis Highway. But those do not appear to be causing us much trouble at the moment. If you're experiencing backups in those areas or any others, you should hopefully not be held up too long. Steve, what's the weather looking like?
Well, clouds are going to continue to hang on. Cloudy tonight, low of 49. Cloudy tomorrow, high of 61. Sun's coming out on Thursday, yay, with a high of 56. Low of 40 on Thursday night. Right now, it's dropping a bit temperature-wise. 52 in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and 51 in Milton.
Excellent. And right before we get into pop culture notes here, gift cards and clothing are continuing to be the most popular items given on Christmas. The National Retail Federation says that Americans are expected to spend roughly $30 billion on gift cards for the holiday. Most are used, but tens of billions worth go unspent every year. A survey earlier this year by Bankrate found that roughly 50% of U.S. adults have at least one unused gift card, which is worth around $200. Yeah, only reason I would not use one is if I just don't go to the place they give me a gift card for.
Yeah, I've received gift cards for places that, you know, are nowhere near where I live.
Okay. That's the thing. One time I got one, and it's like, I didn't even know this place existed.
It's almost like I need to find somebody who lives near where the place is and send it to them so they could use it.
Instead of letting the money be wasted, at least give the gift card to someone you know. You know, I don't know. That's what I would do.
And has whatever the gift card is for within range of where that person lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to take us into pop culture.
I was just about to, because guess what? A big name's been announced as the headline act for this year's Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo at the Bay Center.
With the fur. Yeah, I'm very familiar with this song.
That's South Florida rapper Flo Rida. Mm-hmm. You see, the Mardi Gras Mambo is a brand new event for the Pensacola Mardi Gras festivities. It's a dance and music celebration, and it'll be held on January 26th. Also scheduled to appear at that event are the DeLuna Brass Band, the New Orleans Ramblers, and Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. Tickets start at $31, and Mardi Gras season is coming real quick. It's beginning in just over a week on January 6th with the 12th night Mardi Gras kickoff party in Seville Quarter.
Excellent. And Asta Jonasson, a former assistant to actor Vin Diesel, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles last week, alleging that the Fast and Furious star sexually battered her while she was working for him in the fall of 2010 during the filming of Fast 5.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the suit alleges that Diesel made physically aggressive advancements towards her, which she refused, resulting in her firing just hours later. It goes on to claim that Jonasson took so long to come forward due to a non-disclosure agreement that she had signed, but that its validity had since been combated by the Speak Out Act, which prevents the enforcement of non-disclosure agreements in instances of sexual assault and harassment, and California's AB 2777, which temporarily waives statutes of limitations for sexual abuse allegations occurring in 2009 or later.
You sound like a lawyer.
I know. I wish I was. Vanity Fair reached out to Diesel's attorney, Brian Friedman, for comment. which he answered with the following statement, quote, "Let me be very clear, Vin Diesel categorically denies this claim in its entirety. This is the first he has ever heard about this more than 13-year-old claim made by a purportedly 9-day employee. There is clear evidence which completely refutes these outlandish allegations." I got to tell you, the evidence, I haven't seen anything about it. Maybe I haven't done enough research. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I wouldn't make a good lawyer after all. But I haven't heard anything about evidence that that completely refutes that.
And that was 13 years ago.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Well, speaking of movies, The Color Purple is coming off a dominating Christmas opening day. You see, the film made $18 million yesterday, marking the second biggest Christmas Day opening of all time. Two other films opened on Christmas, including George Clooney's The Boys in the Boat, which made over $5 million yesterday, and the Adam Driver-led Ferrari, which only netted about $3 million in the first day in theaters. Meanwhile, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is continuing its record of not doing very well. It ended up making an underwhelming $38 million over the four-day weekend.
Well, that's upsetting. Actor Kumar De Los Reyes is dead after a battle with cancer. The 56-year-old died in Los Angeles on Christmas Eve Sunday. De Los Reyes was best known for having played gang member turned cop Antonio Vega in the soap opera One Life to Live and being the voice behind antagonist Raul Menendez in the hit 2012 video game Call of Duty Black Ops 2. He is survived by his wife and three sons. 6:50 here, we will take our last break of the hour and of the show tonight. When we return, we will have one last traffic and weather update, followed by wacky and weird headlines and good news to send you on your way. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for not just this hour, but also this evening. Taking a quick look at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not much to report on, as there hasn't been really at any point tonight. You may be experiencing some minor spurts of congestion if you're on North Davis Highway, particularly if you're coming off the exits trying to get onto North Davis there near the Plantation Road and Olive Road areas. And maybe, you know, if you're at a busy intersection or something, you may get held up for just a moment or two, but nothing should be holding you up too long. Steve, what's the weather looking like?
Well, looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy for the next couple of days. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 49. Tomorrow should be cloudy, just like today, with a high of 61. But the good news is Thursday, day after tomorrow, the sun's coming back. High of 56 and a low of 40. And if you're looking ahead toward the weekend, it'll be sunny, but really chilly. Right now, it's 52 in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and 50 in Milton.
Excellent. All right, so getting into some wacky and weird headlines here. I've never really taken public transportation, but Sky News recently took a look around transport for London's lost property office in West Ham, East London, in search of what all has ever been left on public transport, and their findings did not disappoint.
Oh, tell me.
In fact, it makes me happy that I haven't taken much public transportation. The list of forgotten items include, but is not limited to, a box of cooked frogs. Yeah, not the legs, just the whole frog.
The whole frog.
Yeah, I know. Well, where are the standards here? Dried snakes, a tray of different colored false eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, a glass jar filled with bats.
With bats.
Their condition, unknown. A puffer fish, a taxidermied fox wearing a crown.
Oh, of course, like it's England, wearing a crown.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. And a prosthetic leg.
Okay.
I don't know how you'd forget any of this stuff.
Especially if it's attached to you.
Exactly. I really don't know how you'd forget that unless you stole it, which is even sadder. To be fair, public transport is supposed to be for everyone, and it definitely takes a diverse group of people and their belongings to make a list like that.
Well, I spent many years, like growing up in New York and Chicago and places like that, taking public transportation. Never did see anything like that,
Well, and that's, I mean... I'm lucky you, I guess. Londoners are not as fortunate as us.
Right. Well, getting into some good news, we got some doggy stories here. A dog was just 12 weeks old, when he was brought into the animal hospital. He had signs of abuse, but now he gets to celebrate his first proper Christmas with the veterinarian who helped save him. See, the dog's name is Terry the Whippet. That dog arrived at the Hull PDSA Animal Hospital in East Yorkshire, England, where he was treated by nurse Rachel Coombs. You see, the 42-year-old Rachel Coombs fell in love with the puppy and told her colleagues that she's going to adopt him, brought him home, saying she felt the connection. Well, considering that Terry reportedly never looked back since his adoption, and the dog is inseparable from Rachel's son Stanley, basically, I guess you'd have to say the feeling between the dog and the family is mutual.
Absolutely. And the thing is, this whole dog story, we've been covering a lot. We covered Terry the Whippet just now, but also we covered that stuff about that dog gave birth to like 11 puppies or something after it was picked up.
And
last
nobody
week.
Knew the dog was pregnant, so it was like, you got 11 surprise dogs.
Well, that's the thing. How did you not notice that? I mean, pregnant with one dog, you're going to notice some bloating. Pregnant with 11? Golly.
Yeah.
Anyway, but speaking of the giving birth
of dogs.
Trend, yeah. A guide dog's mother has given birth to a litter of 9 puppies just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Puds, a 4-year-old golden retriever, delivered 5 girls and 4 boys at home in Northamptonshire on the 7th of December. Another British story here.
Yeah.
When the puppies reach 14 months old, they will train to become qualified guide dogs in 2025 to help visually impaired people. Janine Dixon, head of breeding operations at Guide Dogs, said that the pups had been named the Puddings for now. She added, quote, "It's fitting that Puds has had her babies in time for Christmas. There are now 9 more future guide dogs in the world, which is a lovely thing to celebrate at this time of year."
That's a good news story.
Absolutely. 6:59, we're going to let y'all go. We will be back tomorrow with the hottest stories in the news of that day. Steve, thanks for joining me these past few days.
Oh, it's been fun.
Joe Ford returns tomorrow, and we will talk to you then. So, from Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, good night, everybody.
Good night.